You know, a lot of you know that it's not easy. It's not easy to be up here. It's hard. You know, sometimes you think, you know, you're not worthy, you know. But God is worthy. And it could be any of you, you know, that can serve the Lord, can be faithful in serving the Lord anywhere, even in San Antonio. I was just thinking, coming over here, that, you know, why me, Lord? You know, I'm nobody, but he shows me. And I'm in Mexico now, and this song that we sing, where it says, away in heathen darkness, where it says, today some heathen mother dear is turning from a sacrificed sacred stream to which she threw her precious child, an offering to please her God. Oh, you who know the one true God, what offering did you bring today? You claim to have the peace of God, yet care not they must seek in vain. You know, we all claim to have the peace of God, but yet we don't go out. We claim to know the one true God, but yet we don't do more for the Lord. That was something. I just want to thank the Lord for a church that stands for truth. And I want to thank the Lord for being a part of this ministry and getting the gospel out to another country. We're in a new town, and we're starting to work. And it's not easy because there's so, it's, the people are different. And pray for us in that area. And for all the prayers and support over the 15 years we've been on the mission field. That's including Puerto Rico too. 15 years, it's gone by fast. And we're not getting any younger, you know. But God still works. God still touches. And God still moves. You know, I've been blessed, so blessed. I like to talk about staying busy. You know, a lot of you women don't know what a missionary wife has to go through. But it's the same as being here, you know. But staying busy has been a great help in my spiritual life because time is precious and time is short. And we don't need to be slacking off when people are dying. They're dying. You know, there's a lot of Angies out there that at 26, somebody came to my door and told me the gospel. I don't remember when I was small that anybody else came to my door. I just remember the Jehovah's Witness. They were faithful in doing and believing their religion. Why can't we? You know, there's a lot of people that were just like you and even in a place that you were before. You know, I jumped from religion to religion, trying to find what I needed in my heart or what I needed, something I needed, but I didn't know what. And it was that peace. And I thank the Lord for Brent that came and told me about the Lord. Amen. And Al Schreiner. He's in glory now. But I thank the Lord for him too. But staying busy, not being slack, not being a busybody, not being just a nothing, like in the home. Let's turn to Proverbs 31, please. This woman is busy. This woman works in Proverbs. This woman is not idle. And we in Mexico, in my life, I try to stay busy, not to be idle, not to be busybody, nothing. Well, starting my day, for health reasons, we need to be physical for the Lord, to work for the Lord. And I, along with my husband, walk 3 times a week. That helps us, you know, to meditate, to pray, to praise the Lord. Because over there in Toluca, it's nice and cool in the morning. And it makes us, just even our relationship between me and him, know each other and love each other more. And what he's thinking and what I'm thinking. And even burdens that we have that we can share with each other. And it helps us. A lot of us women are too busy doing other things than just listening to your husband or listening to your children. We're so busy that we don't put time, because time is precious. Those kids are little, and then they're growing up and they're going. I'm having my daughter already leaving, and you know, it hurts. But in a way, it's a blessing, because I have a peace in my heart that I've taught them, and it's up to them. We have family devotions, even maintaining the house duties, and even I have a hobby that I like sewing. I love sewing. That it keeps my mind clear, and praying that the Lord would do a work in Toluca. And serving God, like in Proverbs 31:20 says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy. I have a ministry too, and it's personal studies. I have studies too. My husband has his studies too. And I have to schedule my time to work in these studies, because we always ask the people what is their best time for us to give them studies. So it gives me time to work around that, so that I can be with the kids, cook, and even be with my husband. And I have individual studies with some of the women are in my colonia. It's been a blessing, because ever since the lady in front of my house got saved, she's been talking to all the women around my colonia, and it's a poor colonia. So everybody knows each other. And every time they have some gathering or some party, everybody's out. They're all out. And, well, Mago's been there for years, and she knows everyone. So it's been a blessing that these women are coming up to me and telling me, hey, you're a Christian. What is Christian about? So it gives me an opportunity to witness to them and to get studies with them. And sometimes it's in the morning at 8, sometimes it's in the afternoon at 5 or 7, because they're right there. So that's their time to have studies. And two, staying busy. I too help my husband when John is busy, when he has studies and he goes with Karen and I go with Roland. I have to put time in his studies too. I have to be always ready to help in this ministry. And we have studies too, Roland and I, with this lady by the name of Lucia. When he goes out preaching and they hear him, and we get studies, and we go together. And there was a young lady when I went preaching to with Roland, and close to our colonia, and she comes up to me and tells me, hey, I wanna study. And so I'm here, okay, you know. But she says, but you can't come over because my parents are Catholic. And I said, that's fine. So I open my house to have studies at my house whenever she's ready. And I gave her my number too, so that she can call me. So it's been a blessing, because she called me and she told me if I was gonna be there a certain day, and that was when we were coming to the States. So I told her to call back. So it's been a blessing that, you know, somebody wants, people are out there wanting to hear the word of God. And we should be ready. We should be willing and ready for that. Two Sundays, when we have meeting Sundays, Karen and I rotate. Now we're starting a Bible study with the kids. We have 6 all together. And we always have to be prepared for that too. And in Proverbs 31:30 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. There's a godly fear. I've been hearing a lot of women that have fear to do more for the Lord. That's not God's, the devil's fear. Because God's fear moves you. God's fear produces. And we should produce. We should grow. You know, I'm not the only one that can be out there in Mexico serving the Lord. You can too. Pray for your husband. Always. Always. You know, sometimes, you know, you might have a burden, and your husband might have a burden, because that's the way, you know, when the Lord called Roland, I knew the Lord had something for me. I didn't know what, But I was praying, Lord, give it to my husband. Give that burden to my husband. And that's when we were called to Puerto Rico. God prepares it. God wants to use it. And even here, He wants to use it here. Open your doors. It's just like us. We're always, always, we don't even know when somebody's going to come to our house because people from all over the churches come and visit us, and we have to have an open house. That's how we should be, women, with our house, giving it to the Lord. Open your house. Open the things that God has given you. Don't fear. The verse that was in my heart about missionaries was Psalms. Please turn to Psalms 96:3. It says, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. There's heathens here in San Antonio. There's heathens in Mexico, where I'm at. There's even heathens everywhere in the world. He said, declare His glory. God wants us to declare His glory. He wants you to tell others about the Lord. He wants you to tell them about that peace that you have within you. And then it says, His wonders among all people. God's been so good. It's just like that song where it says, count your blessings. How many blessings do you have? How many blessings do we have? We have a lot. I can't even count mine. There's so many. How can I not declare